Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and over there, to my right, as usual, Chris
Vandercook.
Good morning.
You know, I suspect that the way most of us interact with the homeless population is to walk by as quickly as possible.
A lot of people do. A lot of people also feel a sense of distrust, anger, fear,
sure.
All kinds of emotions that a film that we're going to talk about now is looking to dispel by showing a lot of the humanity behind those people that we just sort of name as the homeless. So let's talk about that. Now, across the islands, you know that in just about every neighborhood, there are people who are homeless. And for years now, these no longer invisible people have migrated from place to place to find a spot they can at least temporarily call home. That is, until they're routed by police or convinced by outreach workers to go to a shelter. Affordable housing figures prominently in the scenarios of current and future homelessness, and that's not news to many of the people whose stories are profiled in a film soon to debut on the small screen. Anthony Alto is the filmmaker of No Room in Paradise. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trying to see behind this term, the homeless, which by its very nature depersonalizes it and just puts over this, you know, veneer of its own little silo, somebody who is other, someone who is over there, a group. But in the way you've deconstructed that to show the people in this film, clearly you're trying to get people to understand that these are people that we're talking about, not just something that is nameless or faceless or papered over with the term the homeless. How did you decide to approach it from that perspective?
You know, that wasn't the way we were supposed to be approaching it. Rick Blangiardi, the general manager of Hawaii News Now, came to us and asked us to make a documentary. And the reason he did that, I think, is because he understood that doing these two-hour news clips on the news every evening was not winning the hearts and minds of the community at large. It was waking people up to the fact that there was a problem there, but not making them very sympathetic to us. And Rick is outraged. He thinks it's a scandal. He wants the problem taken care of. And so he actually asked us to do a kind of a 60 minutes expose that lit the fire under the politicians. And so that was the approach we had going in. And we quickly found, in fact, that amongst our elected leadership, there isn't a lack of understanding. There isn't a lack of sympathy. They want to do something. There's something else missing. And I think what we felt was that it was the support of the community at large. When we started working with the homeless, we found that we had our own biases. I think everybody has them. They're unconscious. I think it's because when we see the homeless on the streets, we see their tents, we see their shanties, we see the garbage strewn around. And we think of that as garbage, and I think unconsciously we think of the people inside those tents as human garbage. And we knew nothing about the homeless. We went to Connie Mitchell at IHS, and we said, Connie, we need an education. Can you help us? And she said, by all means, why don't you follow one of our top outreach workers around? And we did that for 3 months, basically, before we turned on a camera. And we found that the people that we were meeting weren't human garbage. Surprise, surprise. In fact, if anything, they were above averagely intelligent. They were all almost uniformly articulate. They could explain how they ended up in that situation, why they were there, and they were quite capable of explaining that they didn't want to be homeless. They had aspirations. And so we found some of our biases being shed as we went along.
As you looked at the various parts, the component parts of the people who are homeless, it's not just people who you just described. I mean, very clearly in the film, you see people who are living someplace else because they are truly hearing and seeing things that the rest of us are not. Or you have homeless veterans who look and say, I never expected to be here, and feel that their country has let them down, their community has let them down. You look at various different sectors of the people that we refer to as the homeless and try to deconstruct what we feel about them based on some of those implicit biases, and then to take us to a different place. But all those stories seem to go back to that very serious grounding of we need to break ground on more affordable housing units. And the clear math that you try to show in this film is, look, we're spending the money anyway. there's a smarter way of spending it. Do people begin to understand that enough? Is that simple enough for people to understand that we are, in fact, spending this money anyway?
I don't think so, and that is one of the goals of the film. And as I said, the politicians understand it. They want to do something about it. So that's clearly not the issue. The issue is that in order, and you know, to take care of the problem, you mentioned affordable housing. The legislature set the goal in the last session of building 22,000 affordable rentals in the next 10 years. Each affordable rental requires about $100,000 in subsidy. So we're talking about $2.2 billion. If you were to issue general obligation bonds for those 22,000 units, at today's interest rates, triple tax-free, it would cost about $100 million a year to amortize. How much did the legislature appropriate to build affordable housing in the last session? $100 million. We're already spending the money. The same goes with the problems of the people on the streets, the people who have mental issues, the people who have addictions. They are costing us a fortune. So we thought, let's go and show how much money we're spending so that when the politicians get the courage up to say we need to borrow $2.2 billion to build this affordable housing, or we need to spend another $35 million on case management, on services for the mentally ill, on drug addiction, the community at large won't go and say, what the heck, how can you do that? They will say, oh yeah, we get it. We're already spending that money. Yes, we will support that if it's finally going to put a stop to the problem.
Is there someone that you see from all the people that you've talked to, many of the people we've talked to, and the, you know, the list is long, who actually has that kind of backbone to be able to make that case successfully and to push it through?
Oh, my God, Bethann, this is why they pay you the big bucks. You ask a very difficult question there. I don't know. I'd like to believe that our political leadership, that our governor and our mayor do. At the moment, we see them taking the steps. They are doing things. There is progress happening behind the scenes. They are breaking down the silos. They're starting to work together. I was at a ceremony yesterday where the governor and the mayor got together with Duane Carisu to start to so that the state gave the land to the city. The city signed a lease with Duane Carisu, who's a successful businessman. They're going to build a sort of a plantation village. Rents for people there are going to be $400 to $500. It's going to be for 200 homeless families. That will make a significant dent in the problem. So they are doing things. If you go and talk to people in the Department of Health, the Department of Human Services, they're breaking down the silos. They're working together. Is there anybody in the legislature or in the governor's office who's prepared to come out and say, we're going to borrow $2.2 billion to build affordable housing? I don't know if we're there yet. I really don't.
Well, perhaps this film will help us understand it a little bit better and get there. Anthony, I wish we had more time to talk. Maybe we'll have to do that soon.
Anytime you like. Thanks so much, Bethann.
All the best. Anthony Alto is a Honolulu-based documentary filmmaker, former war correspondent, and chair of the Sierra Club of Oahu. No Room in Paradise is his latest film spotlighting Hawaii's homeless crisis. It'll premiere tomorrow night on KGMB.